Ready. That's the machlokes over here. That ma'asover yesh hador, ma'asover ein hador. Maybe that's good for the machlokes. So Mora says, Lloyd, that's not the machlokes here. B'chod is zimna, they're talking about the first time it happened. Or v'plukta, there's sumchus for rabbonik and miflugi. And the machlokes is between sumchus and the rabbonik, and if regular tzorah is paid a chatzi nezek or a nezek shalom. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up, you test them at all. Again, we're in the middle of the shaila, if yesh hador l'tzruris or not, the animal does the damage through tzruris, and when it's walking, it kicks off pebbles, and pebbles does damage. So we have before the local mashim isin, the yonepei chatzin ezek. So we want to know what happens if you do it three times, does it become a mood or not? So when it says from here, we have no proof. In this maisa, we want to say it's machlokes if yesh hador ein hador. So Mora says, no, it's the chazimnom of a plukto the sumchus for rabbonikum miflugi. Here the machloike says, whether bechlal every tzroris, even the first time, if it pays a nezik sholom or a chatzin nezik. So don't have any raya. Now the Mora asks the question, the third line, I v'homishunahu. The case before was if a chicken puts its head inside a glass and starts to make noise there and breaks the glass. So it's called its curlous voice breaks the glass. So that was called tzroris because it happens through its voice, which is its kayach. Now the Gemara is kashto, but it's mishunahu. It's not normal for a chicken to put its head inside a glass. So if so, it should be called a told of Karen. It's not a told of regal anymore. So Gemara says, the is baby's ruining. No, we're talking about that there was seeds inside it. There were food inside the glass. So therefore, it's a normal thing for a chicken to put its head inside the glass, to eat it, and therefore while he was eating it, he made some noise and broke the glass. It's called normal, that's a regular case of tsururus. It's an urchei, and therefore, if you hold that a tzoris pays nezek sholem, here also you would pay a nezek sholem. The Gemara's kasha was, even if simchas holds tzoris pays nezek sholem, but here was mishunah, it was different. Since it was mishunah, it should only be like keren achatzi nezek. That's the Gemara answers, no, here it's not mishunah, it's urchei, it's normal. Boy Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asked a question like this. Yei shinu l'tzoris l'revi nezek, or yein shinu l'tzoris l'revi nezek. If an animal does damage through tzroros, that means pebbles. In other words, it's only its koyach, it's only its power. It's not the animal itself. But regular the case is when the animal is walking normal through the shusarabim, in a normal walk, it shoots off pebbles. So that's what machlokes we pay a chatzi nezek or not. Now a shalariv, let's say the animal is not walking normal, but he's kicking. Kicking we had before as a tolda of keren, that's mishunah, it's not normal. Normally you don't kick. It's only because it's kavanos al-hatik. So regular Karen, we know Tom pays a chatin ezek. Here the case is he's kicking, which is mishunah, and by kicking he sends off pebbles and the pebbles break something. So this tsororis now is different than regular. Regular tsororis is when the animal's walking normal, a normal tsororis. Here it's a shinui. Here it's pebbles because he's kicking. So the question is, regular pebbles pays a chatzin ezek, according to the Rabbonin. If the old tzoraris pays a chatzin ezek, so the shaila is, let's say the animal sends off the pebbles in a knife of mishunah, in a knife of keren, where it's kavanos al-hazek, where he starts to kick. So usually told of keren, a tam pays a chatzin ezek. So if regular tzoraris pays a chatzin ezek, maybe through a shinui, you should only pay a revi, a quarter of the nezek. That's the shaila. Do we say there's a shinu by tzoraris to bring the payment down to revi a quarter? Or do we say, no, ain't shinu tzoraris, the revi nezik? You can never have a payment less than half. True, there are two reasons here why you're paying only chatzin nezik. One is because it's tzoraris. It's only the koyach, the power of the animal. It's not the animal itself. He's only sending off a pebbles. And the second shinu is that he's kicking. But so what, even though there are two shinuyim, we never go less than a revi, you always have to pay a chatzin ezek. That's the Gemara Suffolk. So Gemara says, Tifshoit lei midirava. You should be pashed this shayla from Rava. Tifshoit lei midirava. You can bring a proof for this shayla from what Rava says. Why, the boy Rava, we know Rava before he asked the question. Yesh ha'adol etzroros, ayein ha'adol etzroros. In a normal case where the animal is walking normally, and some pebbles fall out from his feet, so there we say, you pay a chatzin ezek. Tzroris, that's a lachol mashmissin, you pay a chatzin ezek. Now, Rava had a shayla, what's going to be if that happens three times? If three times when the animal is walking, pebbles fall out from his feet, like, he kicks it in a normal manner, not real kicking, but in a normal manner he kicks it. So if it happens three times, that's the shayla, do we say, yeh shadot, that now we'll pay a nezek shalom or not? That's what Rava had it for a suffix. The Rosh says Mechlaf Meir should be a proof that there's no parsha of Shinui, that you can't say Tzveris goes down to Revi Nezik. Because since we have a Tzad to say that it becomes a Muid, that means the first time it's like a Shinu by itself, and still you pay a Chatzin Nezik. So you have a Tzad to say after three times it becomes like Urchei, that's why you should pay Nezik Sholem. So if so, you can't say it goes down to Revi Nezik. So what's the suffix then? So the Gemara says like this, or Rashi speaks out really, Nechlal Dein Shinui. If there would be a parsha of Shinu Revi to a quarter, have a Chatzin Nezik Ladosan. Then, when you do it three times, you only pay a chatzin nezek. So why does Rav ask the boy if there's hard door to pay nezek shalom or not? He could have asked the shalom, do you have to pay a chatzin nezek? So since that wasn't a suffix, like we see, there's never a case that it pays a revi, a quarter. So Gemara says, no. I tell you, Dilma may be Rav, when Rav has said a shalom, it's like an imtim tzolay mekomer. If you say this, then he asks this. What does it mean to say? Imtim tzolay mekomer. If you would tell me that ain't shinui. In other words, first there's a shayla, do we say yesh shinui or ain't shinui? If the animal kicks the pebbles, not normally, but kicks it to kavon alahatik, which is a shinui, so that's one suffix. Does he only have to pay then a quarter? Because normal tsururis pays a chatzinezik. Here that since it's through a shinui, you should only have to pay a quarter. Or maybe no, tsururis at all times always pays a chatzinezik, nevertheless. That was Rava's first suffix. Now he said, in Timslam, if you want to tell me though, that there's no parsha of Shinui, that you always have to pay at least the Chatzin Nezek. Now Rav asked the second question. What's going to be Yesh Hador or Yain Hador? Is there a case that after he does it three times, he should have to pay Nezek Sholem or not? So Mor says Teiku, and the Chalam is a Teiku. Like really, both Shalit is a Teiku. Is it possible that Tzroris should come down to Revi? Or else is it possible that through Tzroris, if you do it three times, should have to pay Nezek Sholem? So in both cases, the Gemara remains by Teiku. But usually we hold, Tzveris at all times always pays only a Chatzin Nezek. Now, boy, Rav Ashi asked a question like this. Koyach koycha l'sumchis. According to Sumchis sheet that we had before, that Sumchis says in the case of Tzveris, the pebbles go out from the animals walking, that the Baal HaShor has to pay Nezek Sholem. Because Sumchis says, koycha, one power of the shore, is like gufa, you pay Nezek Sholem. So now the question is, what about koyach koycha? In other words, where the animal walking, the pebbles come out, break a kli, and the broken part of that kli breaks a second kli. So by the second kli, it's called a koyach koyach already. So what's the locha? According to Sumchis, koyach edomi, still we say it's like the koyach, like the goof of the animal, that you still have to pay a nezek sholem. Oiloi, or maybe no, maybe by koyach koychoi, here Sumchis agrees that we have the locha l'mashur m'sinai, you only have to pay a chatzin nezek. In other words, mi gomer halocha. Does Sumchus also agree that there was a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai that tzroros, the pebbles, the koyach of an animal, only pays a chatzin nezek? But umuki lo b'koyach koychoi. Sumchus says, you know where that halacha applies to? It only applies in the case of koyach koychoi, where the pebbles broke a kli, and the broken kli broke another kli. By the second kli, maybe there Sumchus agrees you pay only a chatzin nezek. Oy dume, maybe no. The other side is, loy gomir halacha klau. That Sumchus was never makabel this limud of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Sumchus holds at all times, always, koychoi is kagufa dummy. So any koych, any pebbles or the broken kli that come because of the animal itself, you always have to pay nezek sholem. So take, and this also is marvelized by Teiko, will be the halacha according to Sumchus. Yeah? You have to pay at least a half. Right. Then the Mishnah says, hoysim avetis. Let's say the animal was kicking. So the Mishnah says, and it breaks something, it has to pay a chatzin nezek, because Pasha, that's a tolda of Karen. Or your else Pasha's second case is, Shehoya tsururois menatsin mitachas reg leho, that the animal was walking normally in a reshusa nizik, and some pebbles came out, fell out, from flying out from his feet. Veshav is a kelim, and it broke the kelim, meshalim chatzin nezek. That's what our Mishnah says. So now, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hechi kama, what exactly is the pshat in our Mishnah? Does the Mishnah mean to say, like I just explained, there's two separate cases, that hoysim va'etes v'hezeka b'biyata. One case is the animal was kicking, and it did damo by kicking, and kicked the kli and broke the kli. So that's a tolda of Karen, it's called kavanosa lahazik, you only have to pay a chatzin nezek here for the damage. Or else the Mishnah means the second case would be, tsururois kiyuchayu, where an animal is shooting off pebbles in a normal manner. It's walking normally through the reshus hanizik, and some pebbles fly out from under its feet, and it breaks a kli. That there we have the local Moshe Messina, the Meshalim Chatzin Nezek, Rabbanani, that
that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that we hold there that halacha l'moshe miSinai, that even though it's a normal action of walking and breaking the kli, but since it only came through the pebble, through his koyach, yoni peyachatinezik. Is that the pshat in our Mishnah? Or Duma, maybe no. Maybe the Mishnah means it like in one case. Hoysom of the etes, the animal was kicking, which is mishuna, not normal. The hezek of the yuta, and it did damage when it kicked something. Or else the second case is tsuroyrois machmas biyit. Not really the second case, but in the same type of the case, when the animal was kicking, he also kicked some pebbles, and the pebbles went and broke something. So the Mishnah says mishalim chatzinezik. Now that's the case that you have to pay a chatzinezik by tsuroyrois. Only in the case where first the animal was kicking, doing mishuna. Then the dich would be hoki urche, mashma, if the animal was not kicking, it was just walking normally, and some pebbles came out from under its feet, mishalom nezek sholom, then you would have to pay a nezek sholom. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? Umani sumchesi, then the pshat our Mishnah will go according to sumches, that regular tzoroyrois, you only pay a chatzi nezek. Here, you know why the Mishnah says you pay, regular tzoroyrois, I mean you pay a nezek sholom. Here, you know why you pay a chatzi nezek? Because it was through kicking, through a keren, that's why you only pay a chatzi nezek. That's our suffix. What's pshat in our Mishnah? Does the Mishnah go according to Sumchis, or does our Mishnah go according to the Rabbanim? So Mer says clearly, Toshima coming here. Mi Seifa, from the Seifa of our Mishnah. The Seifa of the Mishnah says, Doroso ala kli b'shav rosli. The animal was trotting over a kli and broke it. Or that's regular regal. When he was walking, he stepped over a kli and broke it. V'nofal ha-shavra kli achar. And the broken pieces of this kli went and broke a second kli. V'shavra, and it broke the second kli. So the Mishnah says like this. Al harishon mishalom nezek sholom. On the first kli, you have to pay a nezek sholom because that's pure regal. The animal was walking in the rishus hanizik and it broke kalim, regular way of walking. That's regular. You pay a nezek sholom. But it says clearly our mishnah of yal achron on the second kli that was broken chatzi nezek. You only have to pay here for the nezek. Why? Because it was tsuroyrois. Like your animal stepped on one kli and the broken pieces of this kli went flying and broke a second kli. That's tsuroyrois. And our mishnah says clearly you pay a chatzi nezek. Now, the sumchis, if our Mishnah goes according to sumchis, mi yisle chatzi nezek. Does sumchis say chatzi nezek? Sumchis says even tzoroyrois has to pay nezek sholem. So of course, mashm clearly our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan Shita that tzoroyrois pays the chatzi nezek. Tzoroyrois says maybe no. V'chitzem, maybe you want to say this is the pshat in our Mishnah. Risha means rishon lahatoza. Risha means the first kli that was broken because of the flying pieces. The sheni means sheni latosa, the second kli that was broken because of the flying pieces. And maybe, in other words, that's called the case of koya koychoi. And maybe the shani lele sumchis is the difference to sumchis, ben koycho le koycho koychoi. That even according to sumchis, when does tsuroyrois pay a nezek sholem? Only the first koyach. The pebbles break the first kli pay a nezek sholem. But maybe on the second kli, that's a koyach koychoi, a second a power, maybe there sumchis also agrees that you only pay a chatzi nezek. So maybe that's pshat in our Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. So maybe still the whole Mishnah goes according to a sumchis. So Mar says no. If so, Eloho the boy Ravashi. That's if Ravashi yes there for question. Koya koichol sumchis. According to sumchis, shita that he holds, tsuroyrois pays a nezek sholem. What about the case where it's koya koichol? It's a second power. Like the animal kicked off pebbles and it broke one kli, and the broken pieces of that kli went and broke another kli. Koichol dami. So Rashi had a suffix, is according to Sumcha still like the power of the animal that you pay a nezek sholem? Or ilaku koichadomi, maybe here he agrees you only pay a chatzi nezek. So that was a Rashi suffix. Now if you want to learn Pshat now Mishnah goes according to Sumcha, if so, tifshit lo lei the ilaku koichadomi, then you should have a proof clearly from our Mishnah that koicha according to Sumcha only pays a chatzi nezek. Because that's the case here, we're saying you only pay a chatzi nezek on the second kli. So obviously Ravashi, that asked this for a question, did not learn this Pshat in our Mishnah. So Mora says true. Ravashi true is Karabona Mukilo. Ravashi himself, Avada, learns our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonim. That the Rabbonim Shita is a regular Tzoroyrois pays Chatzi Nezek. So therefore there's no proof from our Mishnah, Avada. The Rabbonim Shita is every Tzoroyrois pays Chatzi Nezek. And Oboye Lohoch, I tell you, Ravashi had a suffix like this. This is the Shaila, even according to the Rabbonim, who could ask a Shaila like this. Like Rashi says, in the Shaila Rav Ashi yes before, about Yei Shinu L'Tzoroyrois, or Yein Shinu L'Tzoroyrois, Shinui, also, Aho Mastisim Boiler, he asked the Gufra Shaila in our Mishnah. And this is the way he asked the question in our Mishnah. Like, almost like this. What Rav Ashi, Mukilo, or Boilo, Hok, Rav Ashi asked the question in our Mishnah like this. Hoi, son of Aetis, where the animal was kicking. the hezek of the yuta, and it did damage by kicking a kli, so you only pay a chatzin nezik. That's regular keren. Oy tsuroyas tiruchai yachatzin nezik, or else in a case where it was walking normally and pebbles fell out and broke a kli, that you only have to pay a chatzin nezik. That's called tsuroyas pays a chatzin nezik. Now the suffix is ho machmas biyut revi nezik. But what would have been if the animal would have been kicking, and by his kicking pebbles went flying out, which is a shinui through tsuroyas? Maybe then revi nezik. Maybe then you'd only have to pay a quarter. And the yeshinui, we would say this cloud, there is a shinui to tsuroyos, that when pebbles come out, the koyach of the animal, if it's urche, when it's walking, then it's a chatzin nezik. But if it's when the animal is kicking through a shinui, maybe then you only have to pay a quarter. That was Rav Ashi's sofik. Oy dilma, maybe still no, not like that. That hoysem of the etes v'azekim v'yutam. That the Mishnah means, even in the case when the animal was first kicking and broke something, that's a chatzin nezik. Or else the Mishnah means even oy tsuroyos machmas biyut, or even in the case that when the animal was kicking, tsuroyos pebbles came flying out from him and broke a kli, still chatzin ezek. Still the Mishnah means to say you have to pay the chatzin ezek, and therefore will be clear raya v'yein shinui, that there's no din shinui, even though the tsuroyos was through a shinui, still you have to pay a chatzin ezek. So take one. This is Gemara obliged by teiko. But we lemaisa hold like that. We lemaisa hold that tsuroyos pays a chatzin ezek. Even through a shinui, still you pay a chatzin nezik. Thank you. Boy minei Rav Abba Bamamul. Rav Abba Bamamul is the shalom, right in the middle. Boy minei Rav Abba Bamamul. Mirabami. Here's the question for Rami. The Amri law and some say Mirabi Chiba Rabbi. Here's the question from Chiba Rabba. What's going to be hoiso mahaleches b'mokum? An animal was walking down the street. Sheev shalo elim came in atesis. Not down the street. Rashi says he was walking in the chotzer nezik. Your animal went into somebody else's backyard. There's a very narrow place there, and he was walking there, and there were a lot of pebbles there. And it's not possible to walk there without hitting the pebbles. So for sure these pebbles would have went flying and broke something anyway. Now what the animal did was, instead of walking normally, he got nervous, the animal, obiato, and he kicked the pebbles. They teased him, and the pebbles went flying out, and did damage. Ma, what's the locha? So, Rashi learns the shailer is, on its side you'll say, yeshinu litzreiros, will you have to pay Revi and Nezek here or not? That's the Shiloh. Lemaisa, the animal now kicks the pebbles, which is Mishuna, and by kicking the pebbles went flying off and did damage. That's called the Revi. So that's called the Shinu by Tsuroyos. So if you hold Yeh Shinu at Tsuroyos, would you have to pay Revi and Nezek here? Or else maybe no. The Gemara says, Mao. Kivon Diev Shalom, since it wasn't possible to walk through this path without having pebbles come out, Urchehu, we don't look at the kick. We look at any way pebbles would have went out and broke the kli. So it's called urcha that you'd have to pay a chatzin ezek. Oy dilma, maybe no. Hashtemiyu machmes biyot kemenatzo, tsuroyos. Maybe now, kopon of the animal kicked the pebbles. And since he kicked the pebbles, it's like a shinui, and therefore you don't have to pay a revi ezek. So teiku, and this gemara applies by teiku. This is where Rashi learns the shayla. Like, the intem, if you want to say yeshinu litzuroyos, would you have to pay revi ezek or not? That's the shayla over here. Rashi, the second Lashon Rashi, different shot, is the Urcha Yotzuras thing that was told to the Rego. Alright, different shot. We'll leave the first shot. That's the first shot of Yika. Here's that was the Sophic. In the case where the animal walking down this road anyway would have had to let the pebbles move, but now he did it through a matzav of kicking of a shinui. If you hold Yeh Shinui, do you pay a Revi Nezik here? Or maybe no, still you pay a Chatzin Nezik. So according to this, it wouldn't make enough Chmina Lalocha. The Lalocha we owed anyway, you always pay a Chatzin Nezik. Boy Minei Reb Yimim Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiyah asks a question from there like this. Hoiso ma'aleches b'shus rabim. You have your animal that was walking through the shus rabim. They're teaser, and it hit off pebbles. They're taken, and it did damage there. So ma, what's the locha? In other words, some have a girsa, we have the girsa, beat it, kicked, it did shinui. The first of the mashal says he's not very fit. So without this girsa, it's talking about normal case. An animal was walking down the shus rabim, and orcha normally walking, some pebbles came out from his feet, and it broke halim. So it's a regular case of tsuroyos that you'd have to pay a chatzin ezek. But the shailer is, we know tsuroyos is a tolda of regal, and regal is potter b'shus rabim. So that's the shailer here, is this like Mahal, the Gemara says. The kerem aminalei, so we say it's like keren, and therefore the chayevis, since it pays a chatzin ezek, it's like keren, that's chayev b'shus rabim. Or do we maybe know, tolda the regalu, still, or it's urchei. The animal was walking, and pebbles came flying out from under his feet. So it's a regular mazik of regal only. And therefore, Ptura, we know that there's a custom that regal is potter b'shus rabim. The Pasuk says, Ubiya b'stayachar, yoni chayi b'shus hanizik, not b'shus rabim. So that was the Shaila. Or Mele, he answered back, Mistavra Avada told of the regalu. That's Mistavra, that Sereroi is called the told of the regal that we had before in the Gemara before Navdalid. And therefore, just like regal Rishus Rabbi Mispota, here also in this case also the Baal HaShor would be Potter. What's going to be Hetez of Rishus Rabbim? Let's say the animal was walking through the Rishus Rabbim normally, and some pebbles came flying out from under his feet. But Vezek of Rishus Yochid, and it went flying into somebody's backyard and broke Kalim there. So now, what's the locha? In other words, do you go, boss, so right now the animal was walking Rishus Rabbim and is Potter? Regular is Potter Rishus Rabbim. Or do we say, no, the pebbles ended off in somebody's backyard and broke the kli there, go bust it where the kli got broke, it broke in the Rishos HaNizik, so regular chayiv, it's called Shreva Shechayim V'chatzin Ezek. Omele, he answered back, you should know the klal is, he held first, at least he held this first, that Akira ain't kena nocha, yesh kan, like a kasha. If there's no Akira, if the animal kicked Rishos HaRabim and there he's potter, so you're not chayiv for the hezek that happened later, there's no din hanocha. And this is the Gemara's test we want to say first. That's what he answered first. Akira ain't kan hanocha yeshkan, like since there's no Akira. Since it started to kick Rishus HaRabim and their regular spoto, so Vadavi spoto, even though it ended up in Rishus HaNizik. Now this Eisvei has to cash you back. It says, no, Eisvei. It says, Aloha hoysom aleches bederech. The animal was walking through the road. Vetiza, and while it was walking, pebbles came flying out. So it says here, Bein Rishus HaYochid, Bein Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Where it happened in Rishus HaYochid, where it happened in Rishus HaRabim, in both cases, he Chayiv. So now, my love, isn't it like this? Heteza Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about where now, Heteza means it kicked, the pebbles came flying from the Rishus HaRabim. And also, Vezek Rishus HaRabim, did the Hezek Rishus HaRabim also. So then you'll have a raya that Sororos is like Karen, that's Chayim Rishus HaRabim. And we just said, not like that. So Mora says, Loi, that much you don't have a raya. Avada, the case here is, Heteza Rishus HaRabim. True, the animal was walking in the Rishus HaRabim and the pebbles came flying out from the Rishus HaRabim, but Avada, the case is, Vezek Rishus HaYochid. The cases where the pebbles ended up and did damage in the Rishus HaYochid. That's why you chayv v'chatzin nezek. Shred Gemara, but our co-partner is still a kasha to you. V'amrit, you just said us from before, Akira ain't kan anoch yeshkan. If there's no Akira, there's no beginning. Like since the beginning, the kicking, the pebbles went flying in front of Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be chayv at the end when it ends off in Rishus HaNizek. So Amalei answered back, Chod Rebi, Saka true, I have Harota. I'm chayzer, I retract. This Svara I see is not true. In other words, when the terrorist says by Shein Regal or Bia this day acher that Yechayv, if you do damage in somebody else's property, it means that the damage is done there. Even though you start kicking, the pebbles start off in the Rishus HaRabim, but since the mice of the pebbles end off in the Rishus HaNizik, and that's where did the damage, you are Chayv. Eis, we have another kasha. There's a locha dorso al hakli. If an animal is trotting over a kli, regular, v'shavros, and it breaks the kli. V'nofel ha'shev ala kli acher, and the broken pieces here fall and break another kli v'shavroi. So it says alarisha m'shalom nezek sholem v'alacher m'shalom chatzin nezek. It's very good. The first one is regal yichayim nezek sholem. The second one is sroiroi stekayach yonafei chatzin nezek. Now v'toni alo we learned on this v'med devar mamurim. When was this said v'shus anizik? Only if both happened v'shus anizik. Avo v'shus rabim. But if this happened v'shus rabim that he trampled on the kli v'shus rabim, so alarisha and p'tura. And the first one is potter, because regular is potter Rishus HaRabim. That's very good. But the alachroin chayevis. But on the second kli, there you chayev. The question is why? The second one is tsereroys. Are you telling me tsereroys is a told of regal? It's also potter Rishus HaRabim. So first of all, I want to say, my love isn't the case talking about even of Heteza Rishus HaRabim via Zeke Rishus HaRabim. That both happened, that the pebbles went flying from Rishus HaRabim, and it broke the kli Rishus HaRabim also. So then you'll have a raya that Sroiris is Chai B'Shus Rabin. Tomorrow says, Loi, this much of a raya you don't have. How about the case is, Hateza B'Shus Rabin, true, you broke the first Kli B'Shus Rabin, but V'Yazeika B'Shus HaYochid, the pieces went flying off into Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaNizik, and that's where it did the damage. That's why Yechai V'Chatzin Nezik. I, Bakopon of Omarta, you first said the Svar was Akira Enkan Anoch Yeshkan. Like if you don't have an Akira, if it started out with Shus HaRabim, so you wanted to say you'd be Potter, so because there's no Anoch then, or Malay, Hagribi, Saka True, I was Chayz, I retracted on this Svar. I don't go bust
at the beginning anymore, even though the beginning was with Shus HaRabim here, and with Shus HaRabim regular, even Svar is Potter, but rather I go bust at besides the end. And since Lamaisa the Hezek ended up to be Bishus HaNizik, therefore hold Yechayim.